This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio, it's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And we just got done talking about this disturbing trend of national security letters, specifically the national security letter that was given to the Internet Archive by the FBI that apparently had some bad information about the gag order.
Whoops.
And the FBI said, sorry, no harm, no foul. We'll fix the letter and send it out to the thousands of people that we have provided these letters to over the last 18 months. But there's something else that's disturbing about what the FBI can do.
Disturbing is just the word of the day today. Disturbing.
And that took effect about 20 hours ago.
Yeah, midnight?
Yes.
12:01 a.m. or something like that?
Yep.
This story comes to us from Gizmodo. The FBI just got, you guessed it, disturbing new hacking powers. At midnight, the U.S. government quietly gained expansive new surveillance abilities after a last-ditch effort to stop changes to the Federal Code of Criminal Procedure died on the Senate floor. Senator Ron Wyden tried three times on Wednesday to stall the rule changes, which let judges give federal agents the authority to hack multiple computers in any jurisdiction at once, including those belonging to innocent malware victims.
Right, and the claim was, well, we need this because we don't always know where somebody is when they're doing something over the Internet.
That's kind of something I've always thought about, is when you have these criminal proceedings, how does one exactly prove criminal liability when it comes to, like, technology if you can't prove who is sitting in front of a computer at the time, you know, the alleged computer was engaged in criminal activity? Like, how do you...
That's why they can hack your microphone and your camera on your computer. So,
but do you think, like, the average person is, like, tech savvy enough to where they could, on a jury trial, like...
No.
Well, this story is even worse than that. So, has anyone here at this table ever had a computer infected with malware?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think... Everybody that's ever had a computer has
probably been infected with malware. Yeah. And if we remember back a couple months ago, there was a big story about how a piece of malware had infected thousands of pieces of equipment, some computers, some on the Internet of Things, things like thermostats and things like that. And together, they created this massive bot attack,
the DDoS attack on Dyne.
Right, a denial of service. Right here on our home state, New Hampshire, Dyne Incorporated, which is one of the biggest DNS providers in the world.
So, and for people, I think that you might be, you know,
I know I do that,
going over some heads on this.
Go ahead, Daryl.
So, no, explain what a DNS server is, because people have probably heard the term, but they don't necessarily know what that is or why they couldn't watch Netflix.
That's okay. So DNS, every website that you go to, if you go to www.freetalklive.com...
You don't need the W's.
Yeah, but that's not really the address of it. Its real address is a series of numbers or an IP address, Internet Protocol address, and... DNS allows us to easily remember the address of a particular service we want to use. So we use DNS every day, even though most people don't know what it is. One of the largest providers of that service is here in New Hampshire, Dyne, D-Y-N, Incorporated, and they were attacked. And the point of me bringing that up was this is sort of the justification that law enforcement has used asking for these new powers.
Well, this was only part of the justification, and I think it was actually sort of a post hoc justification because they had already wanted this new power anyway.
Oh, sure. But this gave them a real easy way to point to it and go.
The actual reason that they wanted this is because some of the warrants that were issued during their whole playpen investigation were thrown out because the judge said, hey, wait a second. This warrant was issued in the Eastern District of Virginia, and you were nabbing people in Washington and California and New Hampshire and all over the world. And, yeah, that judge didn't have jurisdiction to wind up issuing such a broad warrant. Right. And the FBI was like, well, they're doing things on the Internet, so the Internet is in Virginia as much as it is everywhere else, so therefore warrant should stand.
Right. What I find particularly, I'll read a little bit more of this article too.
So they're already creating like digital borders.
Well, they just want there to be no borders as far as they're concerned. They should be able to use a warrant.
The FBI is.
Yes, as far as law enforcement goes. Wyden says, by sitting here and doing nothing, the Senate has given consent to this expansion of government hacking and surveillance. Law-abiding Americans are going to ask, what were you guys thinking when the FBI starts hacking victims of a botnet hack? Or when a mass hack goes awry and breaks their device or an entire hospital system and puts lives at risk?
Here's the thing. The members of the U.S. Senate aren't thinking. They're not. So, you know, Senator Wyden says people are going to ask, what were they thinking? And the answer is they weren't.
Right. And it gets scary because we rely so much on technology and it's so pervasive in our lives now, yet many of our legislators don't understand the technology and don't understand, you know, when the FBI comes in and says, well, if you guys don't understand, it's okay because we'll bring in our own series of experts and they can explain all this to you.
And then they'll, you know, say all of these big words and technical jargon, and the people on the committee are like,
Well,
they have no clue what is being talked about.
They'll use some very small words, too. They'll use terrorism, which isn't a big word. They'll use child pornography.
It's trigger words.
Right.
Trigger words.
They'll use
trigger
those trigger
reaction.
Words. Just like the government does with us, different parts of the government can certainly do it with our legislators. To you know, convince or coerce them into passing these sorts of laws, and it's just insane. What probable cause could be is nothing more than you receiving malware.
Right.
So if a bot attack, an automated attack that somebody, you know, you open up the wrong email and you click on the wrong picture in an email, and suddenly your machine is infected. If that is an attack that the FBI has listed as a, you know, a botnet of interest or whatever they want to call it, then they can simply add you to their list of people that they can surveil legally.
Has anybody ever hacked a red light camera or a red light device itself?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what Sarah thinks about that. She is actually calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. I guess we don't have Sarah. I'll put her on hold, and we'll try her back in a couple of minutes. The whole thing to where, you know, you've got these people from the FBI telling senators bad, scary things will happen if you don't wind up expanding our power.
Yeah, and to continue, under the old version of Rule 41, agencies like the FBI needed to apply for a warrant in the right jurisdiction to hack a computer, presenting difficulties when investigating crimes involving suspects who have anonymized their locations or machines in multiple places. Under the new version, a federal judge can approve a single search warrant covering multiple computers, even if their owners are innocent or their locations are unknown.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that. How do you issue a warrant for multiple computers when you don't know the location or who is, you know, the operator of the computer?
Well, now you're trying to get all constitutional or something on us, Daryl. That doesn't matter. What is important is terrorism and child pornography and any other reason we give you that says we have to do this.
Oh, you mean like the 24 child porn websites that the FBI ran?
No, that's a different thing. We're not going to talk about that.
Right, but the FBI, in order to quote-unquote catch the predators, operated child porn sites, 24 of them,
and distributed
for
tons of porn,
several weeks, if
well,
not
the same
months.
Way they put drugs on the streets in order to catch the big bad drug dealers.
855 453, your calls and thoughts.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey,
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl, Heather, and Chris. And I want to invite you to try MyPillow. Well, not my personal pillow, but you can have a pillow just as good as mine. And Chris actually has a MyPillow as well.
For years.
And you can try a MyPillow risk-free for 60 days. This thing is amazing. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position, which would be vertical, or rather horizontal. Vertical's the other way. You don't want that. You want it horizontal to the bed and the floor. I've been using it for several months. Chris has been using it for years. And I can absolutely say it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that has collected a lot of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can toss my pillow into a washing machine and not ruin my pillow. It is still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get your MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. Remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's try Sarah calling in from New Mexico one more time. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I think I pressed my button. Can you hear me now?
Yep, we got you.
Oh, okay, yeah. The first time I was just trying to punch the buttons, and sometimes I did something wrong. I put the mute button or something.
You're good.
Yes, you know, speaking of computer technology, I'm so excited that City of Albuquerque, we're going to be installing those computer signal lights that I talked about in Atlanta, Georgia, something close to it.
Hold on, why is the City of Albuquerque installing lights in Atlanta, Georgia?
You misunderstood her, Daryl.
Computerized signal lights, the new ones that they... Like the ones in Atlanta, Georgia.
No, like traffic. Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. Computerized traffic lights.
Yeah, so yeah, what were these again? I vaguely remember you talking about these a while back, but it's been a long time, and if I don't remember, then other people listening to this show definitely have no clue. So what are these computerized lights?
And what's special about them?
Well, you know what? I'm trying to find out, but I'm assuming that it's like a smartphone, like a computerized, and it must talk to the satellite that analyze the intersections, like a GPS. You know how that the computers could analyze all the cars and pedestrians and bicyclists that are going to be approaching the intersection.
So instead of changing on a timer, it kind of like senses the traffic and the cars around it.
Right, and most lights already have some kind of thing like that. I've noticed even here in, you know, Keene, New Hampshire, there's little things on top of the lights, and if there's no traffic coming one way and there's cars the other, it'll wind up changing. So how is the thing in Albuquerque going to be different than what already exists?
Well, like I said, it's computerized, and they have all.
And the ones right now are what, using carrier pigeons?
No, that's got nothing to do with smartphone technology. They do nothing to do with computers. All they are is camera sensors. You know how that motion detectors? That's all it is. You know how you go in front of a motion detector, the light comes on? Well, that's a camera. So it changes the light when they see a car placed in there, and that's all it does. It's very
right.
Interesting.
And there's a computer in there. There's not a tiny little man in there looking at the camera. There's not somebody in, you know, like a traffic control room looking at the camera and saying, "Oh, I need to change this light now." That is a computer. So my question is, what makes this new computer different from the other computer?
Well, I'm assuming, like I said, is that it analyzes the whole intersection. You know how that one, it only analyzes what's pointed there. But this situation, it analyzes all the traffic, pedestrians, bicyclists approaching in the intersection.
And who's going to be paying for this?
Well, it's going to be paid for by the city.
And the city of Albuquerque is getting the money how?
Well, from the tax coffers. I mean, where else? Like Atlanta, that's how they
Right, so they're stealing money from people to build this computer grid thing that Sarah wants.
Now, that's sort of unfair.
I know, they're not doing it because of Sarah, but Sarah is definitely advocating the thing. And I just want to point out, because Sarah's called in the last several nights to talk about communism and how she is a peaceful communist, that she would never herself point a gun at anybody else, but she's perfectly okay with government agents pointing guns at people to take their stuff. And I'm just trying to point out the violence inherent in the system to Sarah, because she does not seem to realize that there is violence inherent in the system.
So essentially what Daryl is saying, that Daryl doesn't necessarily oppose these little traffic, pieces
of computer. If it's privately funded.
Exactly.
And I'm just curious what the difference is between this special computer and all the other computers that are on top of red lights.
I think what the idea is, based on what I read, because Sarah, you brought this up months ago when I was on, and the Atlanta system not only analyzes one intersection, but it communicates with other intersections.
Yeah.
So it manages flow. It's a really cool system. I get that. But what
Daryl is saying, if you like the little computers, it should essentially be your job to solicit donations from members of the community in order to fund them, and not do it through tax dollars that people don't have a choice of whether or not they can pay.
Am
I right?
Most of our taxes get spent on war spending.
Sarah, the local sales tax collected in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is not paying to drop bombs on people. And I'm opposed to money being stolen from people to drop bombs on people as well.
When I say that
taxes should not be used to put a little camera on top of your red light, that's not should not in any way be construed that Daryl supports stealing money from people to bomb brown children.
Yeah.
Why is this stealing money when it's supposed to move the traffic, reduce fatalities, and save people's lives and make the intersection safer? That is money well spent.
That would be money well spent if that's the case. I just think you need to solicit
Sarah,
money.
If I come over to your house and I point a gun in your face and say, give me all of your money, I'm going to donate it to the homeless shelter, that would still be theft. It doesn't matter what good thing I do with the stolen money. It is still stolen money.
And that's the part where we're going to lose Sarah a little bit, but
right, because Sarah, she doesn't see it as stolen money. Yeah. She just sees the good things that happen, and any amount of good outweighs all of the negative that has to happen before the good is, done.
Right. So, Sarah, here's a question I have for you, just a real quick one. But oftentimes when cities undertake these massive infrastructure programs, and this is undoubtedly a multi-million-dollar program, oftentimes they get subsidized with federal tax dollars. They get a government grant, a federal government grant, to help them pay for it. Should we here in New Hampshire have to pay for your traffic lights in Albuquerque?
Well, of course. You know what? If it's going to save lives and reduce accidents, don't you want that?
Thanks for the call. There's violence inherent in the system. You just don't see
it. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. You can talk about the traffic lights in your town, although you know, hopefully not. We've been talking about Rule 41. Chris, what is Rule 41? Is that the internet rule that says that if you can think of it, there's porn of it?
That's not quite it. Rule 41, and thank you. I didn't know we were going right back to this because I don't have Rule 41 pulled up.
So I've actually got it pulled up.
Thank
since
you, Gerald.
Don't.
See how he is. He's so good to us.
Under the old version, as
what
in
Aleppo,
as in what was you know in existence yesterday. Agencies like the FBI needed to apply for a warrant in the proper jurisdiction in order to hack into your computer. Now, the FBI has changed Rule 41 so that they can get a warrant from any judge anywhere, meaning that basically they can go judge shopping of which judge signs off on every warrant that goes in front of him. Oh, this a-hole. Let's go there. And then they go to that judge and they can get a search warrant to cover, quote, multiple computers, even if the owners are innocent and their locations are unknown.
Key phrase, even if the owners are innocent. We can still search your computer.
And if we have no clue where you are, we can still search your computer, and we don't have to worry about that pesky jurisdiction thing.
Yeah, it's harsh, and it also brings up the question of, to me, and it talks about a little bit in this article, about the FBI's network investigation and investigative tools, or NITs, which they use.
I've got a nit to pick on that. Because they use this thing that they call a network investigative tool that they have then, you know, sort of exempted from prosecutorial discovery, so that if you're the, you know, subject of one of these investigations and they use the NIT on you and you say, all right, give me discovery, which means show me the evidence that you have against me and
right.
the tools that you use to wind up getting said evidence, they say, yeah, we don't have to tell you the magic trick that we did, but haha, we've got your nose.
Right, but a network investigative tool is a piece of code that is designed to surreptitiously enter your computer and report back to a different location what it finds.
Oh, so malware.
So malware.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. government created malware, but they will never refer to it as that. So everybody else's malware is just malware. If the FBI does it, it's a network investigative
right.
tool.
That's why I like that Gizmodo is actually using the word hack here to describe what the FBI is doing, because that's what they're doing. The
right.
FBI is hacking
yeah.
into your computer if they want to.
And listen,
and you have no way of knowing if they're doing it.
Yeah, and if we were having an argument about, you know, some horrible serial killer is loose and the FBI has found out, you know, what computers he uses, so they are going to, you know, get their special FBI computer squad to put some secret spyware in there and to do that, and they got a judge to sign off on it. I personally don't think I'd be raving about this, you know?
If you no, it's not like what your Second Amendment is for. I mean, you know, somebody's on the loose that you're afraid of. It's not the FBI, and they're like, you know, their phony laws, their investigation and hacking that's going to protect you. It's going to be the gun lying next to your bed.
Well, sure. But in this example, at least they would be pretending to follow along with the protections we have under the Fourth Amendment. They
right.
would be following due process.
Right, and what was it? Right about a year ago, there was the incident with the shooters in San Bernardino, and
right.
the FBI screwed around and locked up the iPhone, and then the FBI went to Apple and said, hey, can you undo this? And they're like, nope, you guys goofed it up. We can't undo what you did. But had the FBI, you know, installed some kind of malware on the phone, I don't think anybody would have raised an eyebrow about that.
Right. It would have been but unfortunately, they didn't know exactly who these people were. Somehow, despite the trillions of dollars we spent on this, they didn't identify that these people have been radicalized, allegedly radicalized, and were about to create commit this crime. What was worse about that case was then the FBI takes, or the federal government, I'm not sure if it was the FBI, takes Apple to court and says, we will compel you to break your own operating system.
Yeah, it was the FBI, and
yeah.
Apple said, we don't have, you know, anything that can crack this, and they said, well, create it.
Right. Then
and only use it on this particular phone. Well, that's not the way.
I remember that.
That's
yeah.
not the way decryption stuff works. If you can decrypt one phone, you can decrypt every phone that runs that operating system.
And they said, well, okay, we're good with that. If we can just, like, open any phone after that, that's okay. But then they did some backpedaling, and then, as it turns out, the FBI contracted with some nefarious folks, probably, who were able to hack the iPhone.
And
we don't know what the results of that exploit were.
Right, and they never actually said what the exploit was, but one of the funniest things that I saw showed a picture, or it was a cartoon, where the FBI agent handed the phone to, like, a five-year-old kid and was like, don't do anything with this phone. And then 30 seconds later, oh, good, you got in the phone.
Right. And I think another aspect of this that scares the heck out of me, and I'm a former computer guy. I used to do this stuff for a living. I worked in security and in other areas. But when you enter a computer to do something remotely, you have to enable certain things in the computer to allow you to do that.
Yes.
And is the FBI and its suite of tools always going to set things back the way they were, or do they accidentally leave something wide open?
Oops, we accidentally left the back door open for everybody to go in.
And now, you know, you're being hit by identity thieves and hackers and things like that because the FBI has accidentally created vulnerabilities in your system.
Intentionally created vulnerabilities.
But you're not going to know if the FBI opens your door to your computer in the first place, right?
Well, we hope not, but there are people out there that run very, very sophisticated network monitoring systems and things like that that may notice something's amiss. They may not know exactly what it is, but I'll wager that these things are going to start popping up where, you know, people are talking about, I'm getting some really suspicious activity. That happens today.
We'll continue this discussion about Rule 41, but to the phones, we've got Doug calling in from Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hi. Pretty much I wanted to bring up an elected official in the federal government, Joe Manchin of Virginia. Have you heard about him?
I know he's a U.S. senator, but I don't think I've heard anything recently.
He actually quoted out from Twitter here, quote, "But you do it in front of me, I'm going to beat the hell out of you," unquote, regarding burning the American flag in front of him. We got a real issue in our country where here we have an elected official threatening battery upon people for doing what can be within their right to do. You know, you're talking about Rule 41 here. I wish that people were only one quarter the outrage about our freedom and our liberty being trampled year after year like they are about a cloth with coloring on it. You have got to give me a break. Unbelievable. I can't believe how dumb people are.
Well, you know, I'm surprised that President-elect Donald Trump would tweet out that he thinks anybody burning a flag should either go to jail for a year or have their citizenship revoked. And the reason I say that I'm baffled by that, not only has the U.S. Supreme Court ruled a couple of times that burning a flag is protected speech, but that's what the Boy Scouts of America do every year with flags that, you know, are no longer used.
Right.
The proper way to get rid of a flag is to burn it.
The guy here, Joe Manchin, he should be in jail. He should be charged with making a threat. He put it out over the internet. Look, if you want to make a threat on an elected official or anybody were to do it, we would go to jail. We'd be charged with making a threat.
Absolutely.
And here you have him.
Hold your thought, Doug. We'll bring you back on 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cyst and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the
retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your calls here in just a second. But have you wanted to start your own blog or website, but you haven't been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. And you will get 50% off their regular prices. Now, that's 50% off whatever the initial purchase is. When you renew at the end of, let's say you buy 2 years of hosting, at the end of that 2 years, when you renew, you will have to renew at full price, but you don't have to renew for the same length of time. So it makes sense to buy more because you will save more. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. They offer a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and are very intuitive and have a user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. Back to the phones. We've got Doug in Illinois. And, Doug, you were talking about flag burning, specifically a tweet by Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, where he threatened to beat up anyone that he saw burning a flag.
I find it ironic that here you have people doing within their right, burning the flag, and here you have a guy advocating breaking the law and threatening people for the fact that he don't like it. You know, all you people who are worshiping the flag, you know, if you put one quarter of your effort into defending liberty and freedom, we might not be having all the trouble that we're having here. You know, you're more worried about a cloth with coloring on it. You know, you're talking about Rule 41 here. You know, the federal government, what they can do, too, can be they can do what they get involved with your computer where you have a, what they call a NetBot attack.
Right.
Where you have more than one client infected with malware or hacked, and you don't even know it. And here you're going to you're not only going to be a victim of the hack or the hacker or the malware. Now
right.
you're going to be a victim of the federal government coming in, and you don't even know it. You know,
sure.
I mean, and the government when they get in there, they get into your computer. Oh well, here we're dealing with the libertarian, you know, anti-government might not be what we like, and therefore maybe we can find a law to charge him with. You know, anybody can be charged with anything. They have enough law out there to be able to charge you. If you think that you're not breaking the law, you're not paying attention.
Five felonies
you know I mean?
A day.
Right.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. But I do think that, you know, you sound very frustrated because why don't these people get it? Why don't they understand it? And I'm going to give you my best answer to that. I think a lot of friends, and I tend to roam in more conservative circles, and I'm active in a lot of veterans groups and things like that. People find the flag synonymous with patriotism and synonymous with love of country, and that's why they find it. They find it despicable.
Right.
And I can't speak for Manchin. And that just tells me that I need to continue to try to educate.
I come from a military family, though, too. But
yeah.
being a patriot... When you're blinded by right and wrong by being a patriot, you know, then, okay, the people of Cuba and North Korea are patriotic to their flag and to their country, too. Are they right?
Sure.
Are they living in what we want to be in? No, they're not. You're talking about a cloth with coloring on it. You know what I mean?
I get where you're coming from.
And the liberty. The freedom and the liberty can be the main issue.
Here's what I got to say. Thank you. Senator Manchin, because this gives us one more opportunity to have discussions with people who may not agree with us about misguided patriotism and does this are we really to the point where we're going to deny people what they consider speech? That person who is doing it is making a statement. The Supreme Court has come in and said, yes, we completely agree with you. Now, for example, a lot of people on the right, you know, they're going to be all about the rulings by the Supreme Court that they like. I mean, look at Heller versus D.C. You know, the Second Amendment is absolutely a personal right, and you cannot take that away. Well, if you're okay with that decision, then you're not okay with this one. You're okay with the ones that agree with you, but not the ones that don't. So,
right.
to me, these are opportunities.
That can be the whole issue with the country, though, pinning left and right. You know what I mean? You have people that are, okay, well, you know, you're either in favor of that and you're on the left, or you're not in favor of that and you're on the right. You know what I mean? And you have no, you put people into a category where...
Well, I'm a libertarian.
I'm a libertarian, too. People are not, the majority of people are not able to objectionably think. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
But you know...
Independently.
Here's my thoughts on the thing, okay? So, obviously, you're very upset that, you know, this guy said that he would physically harm somebody if they burn the American flag. And if you've taken enough psychology courses like I have, you realize that the best solution is nonviolent forms of communication. So I made a Facebook post about this the other day where I'm like, you know, I can empathize with everybody on either side. Like, one, I don't think that the government, which... represents the people that the flag represents is necessarily doing good, so therefore I wouldn't, you know, worship the flag. But you asked me the same question 5 or 6 years ago, and I grew up in a military family. I was the person championing to do the Pledge of Allegiance in schools. I have a 6 or 7 year, I have a 7-year-old daughter now, and I wouldn't recommend she would do the pledge. So it's kind of like, you know, my perspective has shifted because I went down like a progressive path of knowledge that led me to this. And it was, you have to kind of, you are the patriot essentially because you realize the crimes that are being done in the name of that flag that he is so passionate about. So you are now burdened with the task of passing that information along. And by doing so, I would recommend nonviolent forms of communication.
Right. I look at the pledge and like the flag being, particularly for children, being where you don't even know. I mean, I look at it being like
brainwashed
and indoctrination. Propaganda.
Absolutely.
And indoctrination. And, you know, my issue that I'm really angry about, not only the guy here, but here again, you hear you guys have a guy, Democrat, but more toward leaning toward the right. But you have people on the left like Hillary Clinton who are clearly breaking the law and they're not held accountable. We're watching a pattern here. You know, if you're in the government or you're in the clique, you can't do no wrong. But if you're the average, everyday going guy, you're living in a totalitarian government where anything that you do wrong, you could be charged with a crime with.
Well, we can't talk about republic or democracy or have that debate when we truly do, I believe, live in an oligarchy. There is a ruling class in this country, and most of them are not elected officials. Some of them are. But you have them and you have the plebs. And
yeah.
That's the rest of it, and that's all there is to it.
Doug, thanks.
I think it's
for
Princeton that released a report. Princeton University actually released something that stated that the United States political system is an oligarchy based on the 1% and how, you know, the voting has kind of.
It's like George Carlin says, it's a big club, and you ain't in it. And it's the same club that they use to beat you over the head and tell you what to do.
Yeah, and you're right. It was a Princeton study, and there was another university involved in it, too. But it was them trying to take an objective look at the American political system and say, where are we now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very accurate. I think you really have to have your head in the sand to think that it's anything but that.
Well, I think, didn't they take like a close look at all of the big votes, the big controversial votes, and they looked at where the money was going, and the vote always ended up in favor of where the money was going?
Go figure. Who would have thought that would happen?
I don't think always, but yeah, it's
a very high percentage.
Yeah.
Some would say a disproportionate number of votes wind up going in favor of whoever or whatever side winds up spending the most money. And one thing that has annoyed me about, and I think it's basically just Americans that buy into this whole duality sort of thing of it's either Coke or Pepsi. What do you mean you like RC Cola? No, Coke and Pepsi.
You either love the flag or you hate it.
We can only process one of two choices.
But, you know, in Europe and other, you know, so-called democracies where they have like 5, 6, 7 political parties in their parliament, you know, people don't buy into the whole it's either A or B. What do you mean you're a libertarian? You must be supporting, you know, the candidate that I don't like that's a major party.
Yeah, and if you
because
want
my brain doesn't process that there's more than two options.
Right, and if you want to talk about some maybe inherent problems with the way our country was founded, our system of government favors a two-party system. It would be natural for our country to evolve into that sort of system of two different parties.
Right, and that problem, as I see it, was created because of the 12th Amendment. And that's a topic for another time. Hour 3 coming up next. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome to 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.